a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I was literally having a chat yesterday to Tim about his beautiful baby boy, Jack, and how Jack is learning how to get off things safely. You know, the old, I'm going backwards and I'm doing okay off the couch and things like that. But, you know, babies have to hurt themselves to learn.
I know, it's brutal. It's so brutal. Growing up, you forget, until you watch another person do it, you forget how much growing up hurts.
You are so right. Mm. It hurts. You need to know. I mean, I remember watching a lot of cartoons and seeing cartoon, you know, people, you know, hold their own seat in the air. And I thought that, you know, I could do that. I thought I could hold something and sit on it and I would hold myself up. No, I hurt myself a lot as a child.
Okay.
Because of things that I saw in cartoons.
Sure. Wile E. Coyote stuff.
Totally, right? And it seems that maybe I didn't learn enough. Because I don't know if you can tell, but I've got a bit of a...
Oh, you do? You've got a cut on your hairline.
I've got a cut on my head.
It looks like someone's thrown a coin at your head really quick.
No, you know what? And this happens. This has happened multiple times to me before. So where our washing machine is situated, right? It's not flush against the wall because, you know, it's got all the hoses and stuff and there's a bit of a gap in between the bench and the whatever, right? So I've lost something. I've lost a vacuum attachment and I'm like, oh, maybe it's behind the washing machine.
Okay.
And so I've leaned over and banged my head and cut myself because I've gone into the tap.
You banged your head on the tap.
And the tap doesn't have the cover on it, so it's just like the...
Oh, it doesn't have the actual handle on it.
It doesn't have the handle. It's just... Well, it's got a makeshift handle on it that's like the hard plastic that goes over the top of like a normal handle. So, yeah, it's quite sharp and I've cut myself yesterday.
Okay.
Now, I have done this, I'm going to say, 5 times.
You just keep going back to the well.
What is wrong with me? Like, it's like I have no spatial awareness. Like, I'm like, oh, just look at the back of this dunk. I saw stars. I was like, oh my God. And I'm like, oh, no, that'll be okay. And then I went outside of Jimmy and Jimmy's like, what have you done? And I'm like, why? And he goes, you're bleeding? And I'm like, oh, my God.
I've done it again.
And I will do it again.
Yeah.
Why do I keep giving myself head injuries? Do you think?
Well, yeah.
It's got something to do.
Yeah, I do.
With the previous head injuries?
Yes, I do. That's what I was going to say. Every time you lose more brain cells,
maybe
you become more likely to go back and do it again. So
okay, so it's only getting worse for me.
Okay.
I just, every time I stand up,
put an oven mitt on it. Strap an oven mitt onto
head?
The tap. Yes.
Oh.
No, you're on your
head. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Going to Brazil for this one, mate.
Oh, I'd love to go to Brazil.
I want to introduce you to Ghislaine. Ghislaine, sure. Ghislaine Silva de Deus.
Yeah. Two deuces.
Ghislaine. Let's call her Ghislaine. She was just 9 years old when her father, Givaldo, was killed.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. No, that's okay. It just took, you know, we were laughing, we're having a good time, and then, poor Ghislaine.
So she was 9, and he was killed over a debt of about $66, which just is, isn't that just ridiculous?
It's horrible.
Brutal. And everyone knew who killed him, a guy by the name of Raimundo Gomez, right? He stormed out of a bar following an argument with Givaldo, but then returned with a pistol and shot Givaldo.
Oh, my God. This story is horrible.
I know, right? Warrants were issued for his arrest, but when he couldn't be located, the case was sort of became a cold case.
Yeah.
So even though they knew who, they just couldn't find him. And I guess Brazil, big country, mate.
Yeah.
South America, big continent.
It happens more than you realise.
Anyway, so Ghislaine was at that time the oldest of 5 sisters.
Okay.
Right, and still is oldest of 5, I assume.
Yeah.
There's no background story there.
Mm-mm.
No follow-up questions.
Okay.
She went, this is like out of a movie. She essentially went, I will avenge you, my father. Not on my watch.
Yeah.
I will hunt you down.
Oh, I love this. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You will rue the day, Raimundo.
Yeah.
And so she then went to law school.
Yeah.
Became a lawyer. Then moved into the police force.
Yeah.
Became a police officer in 2023. requested to be assigned to the homicide division, and then the search began, and she started tracking him down. The last arrest warrant for Raimondo had been issued in 2019, so there was still, it was still all, like, live.
Okay, yeah.
So this month, her and her team have tracked down Raimondo.
Stop it.
Arrested him in Boa Vista.
What?
In northern Brazil. And she posted a video of herself confronting him, telling him that, do I do the accent?
No, 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 no. Okay. Just,
it's because of me that you're here and you are now going to pay.
I am obsessed with this woman.
Isn't this amazing?
That is a Hollywood movie script.
Exactly, what? Right? She says, with his arrest, I wash my soul and that of my whole family. Today we have peace and the feeling that justice has been done. His arrest represents not only the reparation of an injustice, but also the power of perseverance in the name of justice.
That is insane.
What a woman.
Standing ovation. I'm getting up.
Brilliant.
Standing ovation.
When I saw the man who was responsible for my dad's death was finally in handcuffs, I couldn't hold back the tears. It was an explosion of feelings that turned into tears of relief as it seemed like this day would never come.
That is, I'm like speechless over this story. That's phenomenal.
Isn't that amazing? Good on you, Ghislaine.
Just how, like, you know, it would have been totally fine if she just, you know, curled up into a little ball and was like, you know what?
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I'm sad and I'm in this grief forever. And she was like, I'm going to find you. Taken style.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Just revenge. I mean, isn't revenge, it's a great motivator. That's something I've learnt over the journey. Is,
well, that is the saying, isn't it?
Yeah, revenge, the great motivator. Like that and Weebix. How many do you do?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You remember a couple of weeks ago, Michael Voss, Carlton coach, Brisbane Lions legend, was involved in a stolen car in Hawthorn, it flipped on its side.
Yes. And
the two occupants of the car got out, tried to do the bolt and run off, and Michael Voss grabbed one of them and did
Citizen's arrest,
that's
yes.
it. Yeah, everyone was like, yeah, Vossy, nice work.
He was just getting a couple of coffees from the cafe and noticed it.
He was, happened right out basically where he was standing. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll get involved in this one.
Yeah, I believe he actually had the rip-off pants and had his footy shorts underneath. So he's just going,
pull pants straight off. Out.
And off he goes.
Just ready to go. Well, preliminary final weekend, I actually ended up doing a whole bunch of functions with Vossy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, mate, I got to ask. Come on. And he goes, yeah, that's cool. I'll talk to you about it. So I've got a couple of little scoops on it.
Oh, yeah, you didn't want to get him on and sort of tell us himself.
Did you record it and like so that we could play it on the show right now? Is
did
that
you why? Get a photo of you two together that we could use on our social?
Yeah, any of that?
Wow. Wow, this is where you want to take it, is it?
Oh, mate, no, it's all right. It's
no,
all right.
That's fine.
So you see,
fine.
You're
only new in media. You just tell it, mate. He's, it'll be just as good.
Hey,
these conversations.
He's new to media. He doesn't get it yet. He's learning.
I don't ruin the moment of two people talking about these things by saying, hang on, I'm just going to get my phone out.
No, but like, see, you should, do. Because that's breakfast radio.
No, that's all right. Just go on. Let's tell your story.
Wow.
Tell your story. He'll retract. He won't.
No, that's it. I'm not going to tell either of you anything now.
Jackie Falgate would have just said.
Actually, Jackie was involved in this conversation as well. She was there too.
All right.
I probably should have got a photo of the three of us together. But, no, he said, so a couple of things.
Yes.
One, when he saw it happen, he said there was a slightly older guy.
Yeah.
Still youngish, but older, bigger. And then the younger, sort of almost like a kid.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I looked up and I thought, I'm going to get the older one. He's obviously the instigator.
Wow.
He goes, I'm going to nail him. So went to go after him. He goes, he was too quick for me.
Oh, the big guy.
So he goes, I quickly gave up and just thought, I'm going to pick on the little kid.
Yeah, right.
And grab that
amazing.
One. He wasn't a little kid.
He was a criminal.
Yes, yeah. That's
alleged,
right.
Alleged.
but he goes, I just couldn't go with the big guy.
Yeah, couldn't keep up.
So I pick on the young guy. And then he said, when it comes to, you know, use of the terms, like we have to do, allegedly, in media, allegedly this person that he tackled had a concealed weapon on him. Vossy goes, I don't have to say alleged because I saw the size of the knife that he pulled out from his waistband and his pants. He goes, it wasn't no knife. It was a machete type length. Allegedly, I'll throw that one in there from our perspective, but he goes, Vossy said, no, There's no alleged about it. It was.
Oh, my God.
So I was joking and mucking around with him, thinking, you just tackled a little kid. And then he's told me that bit. I'm going, okay, this is pretty serious.
Yeah.
If this guy had got that out and swung it at him.
But even if Ossie doing the old citizen's arrest sat on it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like rolling around, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Steve Johnson himself.
Wow, that's right. Stevie had that in a bag where he'd been for a picnic or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was quite serious because there's no alleged about it. It was a dirty, big machete type thing.
Oh, wow.
So, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that you and Vossi, the last thing, your parting words were, all right, we'll catch up for a coffee sometime. What were you thinking? If this is what happens when he goes for a coffee, what are you thinking, Emily? As your line manager, I cannot allow you to have coffee with Michael Voss.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, you know me. I don't want to go tooting my own horn. It's not what I'm about. There's no horn tooting here. But, you know, sometimes if someone has given you so much praise, and it's, you know, maybe I should toot. So I'm going to.
Okay.
So my friend Rachel and her beautiful partner Cam, they had a baby, Isla.
Oh, congrats.
About 3 months ago.
Beautiful name.
And they live over in the Ninch. Okay. So, and when I'm talking Ninch, I'm not talking Bellarine Peninsula because that's not the Ninch. I'm talking Mornington Peninsula.
I've never heard it referred to as Ninch.
Yeah, but that's because you don't party. So, you know the place
that
you go to.
Parties in Sorrento.
Yeah, you know the place that you go to and you kick out everyone?
Well, you take over the whole pub.
Locally here.
Well,
oh, no, the one
here
I,
as
no,
well.
Yeah, he does do that here. But when you go to Sorrento, you and your friends, instead of like booking a place, you just all converge on one area and steal all the tables.
You mean the Sorrento Hotel?
Yeah. Well, so me and my friends, we went there to catch up.
Up on the terrace.
Is it the Intercontinental?
It's the Cameron Ling Terrace.
Yeah, the Conti.
The Conti. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Be
never heard it called
careful.
That.
Be very careful.
Get the Conti in the Ninch. But we went there and I haven't been able to catch up with her or her beautiful baby or her beautiful partner.
Sure.
Because we live so far away and it's hard, right? And we always talk about getting a tinny. And like going from Queenscliff over, you know.
Oh, I'd
but,
love to see you try.
Well, I'm scared. I'm scared of the water. So anyway, and we all know me in a kayak or a surfboard. Anyway, so I decided, you know what? Because I'm not there and I can't be there as much as I want to, maybe I'll record some like story time for Isla.
Oh.
Okay, so that she can play it to her when she's going to bed.
Beautiful.
So I actually did a couple of recordings. I did like a Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and I did, "Hi Isla, I heard you've been a cheeky girl today. What are you up to?" All this stuff. And then because Rach and I love Peter Coombe, I did a bit of Spaghetti Bolognese as a song too. And I said, let's all
love
sing
it.
Together, right? Yeah. But I also did this, reading a book together. What about Dr. Seuss? One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Let's do it together. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, black fish, blue fish, old fish, new fish. This one has a little car. This one has a little star. Say, what a lot of fish there are. Okay, now in hindsight, maybe I should have done like a grug or a spot.
Something less sort of maybe cancelable.
No, well, I had to take out a few pages.
Yeah.
But because I made the video, I recorded it. It is a long, it is a goddamn long book.
Yeah.
And then I cropped all the pages of the books off the internet and I made a little video and whatever. So now she plays it to Isla every single night.
Yeah.
And she messaged me and is like, apparently I am amazing. She said, I think of you at bedtime every night, obviously, because we listen to you. My current thought is you should sell this narrated story for baby bedtimes. Love you, because her daughter has fallen asleep every single time she's been played that since we caught up.
That is amazing. That is beautiful of you. I love the fact that your friend is able to show to her little baby and say, if you don't sleep, this troll is going to come get you from outside.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
When we leave the house, particularly you and I, Log, it's very, very early.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Cameron,
it's very early.
Not like when you leave the house when everyone's awake.
Well, is everyone awake when you leave the house? Not usually.
No, Dodsy doesn't budge. Max always wakes up to say goodbye to me.
Does he really? What an angel. Yeah. He's such a good boy.
So I get up and I sort of tiptoe to the bathroom, and I've usually got my clothes set out there in the bathroom to then get dressed under the heat lamps and then go into the kitchen, make a coffee, get my stuff and go. That's sort of
the So you get dressed in the bathroom so you don't wake up Kalia.
Well, yeah,
that's
but
beautiful.
The bathroom
but then he
turns
the kettle on and I mean that's...
Well, guys. Okay.
And then the ding, 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 ding.
The challenge is the bathroom is bedroom adjacent, like it shares a wall, whereas the coffee machine and stuff at the other end of the house is... in the kitchen is at the other end of the house. So
he's got that boss money now.
I can close a... It's a pod machine from Aldi, mate.
It's in a different wing.
It's You're in a different wing. I'm so proud of you buying your first house in Lara.
Thank you.
Good on you.
So I've got like a door that I can close, and then their bedroom doors are closed, so it's fine. But in the bathroom, as I say, I'm surrounded by bedrooms. And so I get in there and I usually just try and be as quiet as possible and put my clothes on, brush my teeth, then get out, right? So today though, as I get in there and I'm starting to get dressed, I see a mozzie float past my face.
Sorry, I was very overdramatic there. Sorry.
That's just a mosquito.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
But I had a similar reaction. I was like, because as soon as you see a mosquito inside, mosquito must die.
Yeah.
Right? You can't just let a mosquito go. Like, you could let a fly sort of maybe for a while. A moth, certainly.
Oh, yeah. Take moths outside.
Yeah, whatever. Like, let them sort of float around. Yeah, that's right. Because, like, honeybees and moths, they're the things that we need in the world, aren't they? Mm. No. So this mozzie flies past my face and I'm like, all right, how do I silently get you?
Yes,
here we go, right? So I'm not gonna go all the way down the other end of the house to the kitchen to get the fly spray, am I?
Yeah.
And that seems like overkill to kill a mosquito with fly spray when you can just go like that. Yeah. The problem with going like that is that it goes, that sounds like that.
Yeah.
So
I reckon you could afford one, but you got to make sure you nail it that one time.
Yeah. So I turn around and it's sort of flying over the vanity towards the mirror.
Yeah.
And I go, here's my moment. Missed it. Damn.
Oh, that's it. You're done.
So now what do I do? Because, so, you know, when you try and you miss them and then they freak out. So I'm tracking it with my eyes. And can I see it? No, I can't. Now, where is he? Where's he gone? Found him again, right? And he's hovering near the wall. So I'm like, here we go.
Oh, no.
Let more quiet. I'm going to go for the wall. Bang, hit
Why?
The wall.
You hit
Why?
The wall? Or you
missed him again, just in case it.
You could have just done the push against the wall.
Yeah.
I whacked the wall and then...
The grab.
I missed him again. So he flies off again. I'm like, no, well, all bets are off now. Chase it like 3-4. Kalia literally gets out of bed because I'm like clapping, trying to... She's like, what are you doing? Yeah. I'm like, babe, there's a mozzie. I can't leave it so that it'll bite the girls or whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, well, just leave it.
Yeah, so, just leave it.
So I did. Against my every instinct in my body, there is a mozzie still flying around my house.
Mm.
Did you leave it, though, and let Kalia have to chase it? For the next hour?
No, she went back to bed. She's like,
she would have gotten it in a second. She would have been like, all right, that's enough of that.
Run around the bathroom.
There's Tom dancing again.
4 o'clock in the morning, waking up the whole house.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Now. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
Oh, how sweet it is to be the guessor rather than the actor.
He said this morning it's been 3 long weeks.
Oh, you love acting. You love playing a part.
Yeah, I do when I'm in it. But it's the build-up.
Yeah, it's the work pre.
It's the nerves.
It's the preparation.
It's the nerves. It shows you care.
Yeah, okay. What you guys are going to do is act out a scene from a relatively famous movie. Let's hope it's very famous. Otherwise, I won't be able to guess what that movie is.
Oh, we'll hear about it.
No, that's fine. And then once you're finished your acting, you need to say, and scene, and pull down the little
curtain.
Roller blind. so that I know that you are back into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Are you ready to go, guys?
We are ready.
Okay.
Here we go, Tommy. There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
Why?
It will be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good, bad thing. What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it, stubbing instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light. Total protonic reversal.
Right. That's bad. Okay. All right. Important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
And save!
Oh, I feel like you may have given it away with the last word.
Mm.
Is
How
it?
So?
Because Egon is from Ghostbusters, is he not?
I got one!
Don't cross the streams. Why? It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good, bad thing. What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it, stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Ah, oh, it's like I was in the room.
Really? What? Yeah.
Brilliant.
Nailed it,
Bill
Lingy.
Murray over there.
Nailed well, yeah. Well done,
so
you.
Good. I did think for most of it that you were Neo from The Matrix, but that's okay.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever crossed streams?
Mate, you and I, after every show, we duck off to the...
the hell in which I live.
Mate, nothing wrong with a little sword fighting. Send you off in style.
Well, why don't you invite me?
Oh,
yeah, see?
That we live
see
in.
What it feels like? Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
A little earlier, we were talking footy club best and fairest, and I happened to mention that St Kilda's best and fairest has just taken place. And they basically said to Josh Battle, who's a free agent who's decided he wants to leave and go to another club, thanks. But no thanks. Don't bother coming along to the best and fairest.
I would not recover. I'd be so devastated.
And you, well, you, Log, brought up a great point. You're like, hang on, he's played the whole year. Mm. He's accumulated votes for the whole year and he's been part of the club. Surely he can come along to the end of season celebration or in another workplace. Can you go to the Christmas party if you've just taken another job and put in your notice to leave your current occupation? Mm. Can you still come to the Christmas party? Tom, you are dead against this.
Oh, I can't think of anything worse, anything more awkward.
No, I know, but it's not about the fact of you wanting to go. It's just the fact that you should be allowed to go.
No, 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 no. They don't want to, especially if it's an open bar, they do not want you, A, firing off, and B, using up the tab.
Yeah, but you deserve it after all the hard work.
Nah, once you tell a business you don't want to be there anymore, you're dead to them.
Wow, ruthless. Tommy, Dave from Leopold's on the line. Dave, what are your thoughts on this one?
I'm kind of with Tom, but I think that depends on the terms that you sort of leave on. Like, you should be allowed if you're all on good terms and that's what you want to do. But I'm with Tom. If you kind of leave a company, why would you want to go?
What do you think about the best and fairest? Do you think that he should have been able to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure you drink the top shelf liquor if you do rock up and
I'll be like, yeah, I'll have another one of these. No, what, red label? No. Gold.
Red label.
Blue?
Yeah, Johnny Walker's.
No, I know. I thought you were asking for the good stuff, the red label. Trudy's on the line.
I thought he was making another funny one. Sorry, Trudy.
Hi, Trudy. No.
He was trying. He was trying.
Yes, he was.
I was. Okay. Anyway, what do you reckon?
I reckon he should be able to go. I've got a bit of a story, actually. Not myself, but my partner.
Yeah.
He resigned from his job, and his last day was the day of the Christmas party.
Oh.
And he was told that day that he wasn't allowed to attend the Christmas party that night.
Right.
That's harsh, isn't it?
And it was his last day, so he worked the entire day and he wasn't allowed to go to the Christmas party that night.
Tell me, how much notice had he put in?
3 weeks?
Nah, he's been gone for 3 weeks.
Oh, no, he hasn't. He worked that day, Tom.
He worked that day.
Well, I mean, if it was like he finished up the week or 2 weeks before, understandable, but the day of, he put in a whole day of work and, couldn't go.
Let me say this. Tom, if your last day was the Christmas party, there is no way you would not rock up to that event in some costume.
I don't even want to go to the Christmas party as it is. Workmates aren't real, mate.
He's put in a request. You know what his request is for the work Christmas party?
Genius
this year?
Idea. Genius.
We got asked, what do you want to do this year? Tom's idea. Can we have a tattoo party where everyone, like, gets tattoos? And then he told me quietly, but I'm going to take up everyone's tattoo time.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.